First, just briefly, this Saturday, December 8th, is a holy day of obligation, the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's one of those holy days like Christmas that we always celebrate because it's also the patronal feast day of the United States of America. The bishops placed our nation under the patronage of Mary under the title of the Immaculate Conception. And so it's a great time for us to pray for our country, for our nation, and for ourselves. Mass will be the Vigil Mass Friday night, 5:30. And then on the day, Saturday, we'll have two Masses at 8 a.m. and also 12 noon. And all of those will be here in the church. And secondly, we've begun again this year. It was wonderfully done well last year. Straw for Jesus. You see the stable has been erected, but empty. The manger is empty. And for anything good you do during the week, acts of kindness and all those beautiful things, put a piece of straw for each of those in, and they'll be collected at the doors in the little heart containers, and they'll be brought up at the offertory, we'll be blessed. And the idea is, of course, to make a very soft bed for Jesus. If we don't want him to have nothing there, of course, right? And so we want to have a nice, soft bed full of straw, and there's enough of us here, and all of us can be kind and do that. So let's give Jesus a very soft bed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And Happy New Year. This is the beginning of our liturgical, spiritual New Year. Advent starts every time this way. I still, though, think that we're always a bit surprised, especially in our cultural heritage, to hear the readings of the first Sunday of Advent. You see, it's only in relatively recent times that Advent has become almost indistinguishable from Christmas. You see the music and the decorations and the parties. They're all, you know, green and red, and they are all about Christmas. I've even had lifelong Catholics ask me, why aren't we singing Christmas carols? Why aren't there red bows around? My answer is because we are Catholic. For most of the centuries of the church, and at least for Catholics still today, we are celebrating Advent. We are preparing. Preparation can be an exciting time. When a new thing or something we're preparing for, we can be excited about dressing up for a party or the preparation that goes in. And here, we're talking about spiritual preparation. Advent is the new liturgical year, and we begin always by looking forward to that glorious second Advent, the second coming, which is our destiny, our redemption. So at the beginning of this new year, we begin a new lectionary cycle, and for a year you'll be hearing mostly from the Gospel according to St. Luke. And today we have Luke's version of Jesus' apocalyptic speech about the end of all things. There will be signs in the sun, he says, the moon and the stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. What Jesus is presenting us is no less than the unraveling of Genesis. In the beginning, of course, God put order and out of chaos, placing the sun and the moon gently, if you will, making order, making the dry land come about, and then making a garden. And if any of you are gardeners, you know that it takes order, right? You have chaos and you make order out of chaos to have a garden. And if you let it go, it goes back. Jesus predicting the reversal of this. The sun and the moon will be shaken, darkened. The earth will rock, the waves overwhelming the dry land, the political order collapsing, and the reversal of the peace of the Garden of Eden. But then here, the Son of Man will come with great power and glory. So we know that this world will come to an end. Science tells us that. It will have a fiery end. We know politics, the blood sport of culture up and down the centuries. Everything rises and falls. Even the nice things in life, that beautiful sunset, that sunrise, it's only there for a minute or two, and then it's gone. You have to enjoy it for that time. And even in our own lives, the psalmist says, our lives are over like a sigh. So why is Father Wilson depressing us, right? No, it's not. It's not meant to be depressing. For the disciple of Jesus Christ, it is the opposite. What does he say? When you see these things, stand erect and raise your head, because your redemption is near at hand. The cry of our early church, the early Christians, was always, come, Lord Jesus, I'm ready, come. So this is meant to realize in us a deeper, liberating truth. And it is liberating when we realize it. Nothing here below lasts, not in nature, not in politics, not in the cosmos, not in even our own bodies. Everything passes. So therefore what? And here's the hinge. The message of this Advent. Do not expect to find your ultimate fulfillment, your ultimate happiness in any of it, in any of these passing things, no matter how good they might be. They are all passing. Even my family? Yes. Families are wonderful, great, but they too pass. We all die, and we go to another generation and another. What Jesus said too, beware your hearts not become drowsy, right? He mentions, of course, things you might think of, drunkenness, but he also mentions with the anxieties of daily life. Think about that, how much we love our anxieties, right? We hold on to them. We make them so much of our focus, we forget to stop worrying, because that doesn't help, and to look past it till it's all passing. If we want real perfection, ultimate satisfaction, we have to look higher. We have to look elsewhere. And so where? This is where Advent tells us. Advent is here to focus us. The next line is, they will see one like the Son of Man coming on a cloud with power and great glory. This is the one who can make all things right. A power, not like earthly stuff, one that endures, a power that doesn't fade away. The point of all of this apocalyptic imagery is not to scare us, but to focus us on where to look. Remember the letter to the Hebrews would say the same thing. Christ, he's the one to keep our focus on and all that other stuff around us. See how the scriptures are focusing our attention on the Son of Man, who is the visual embodiment of God himself, God made visible. We even have it in the liturgy, those little things that help focus our attention, right? The bells, look, something's going to happen. The host being raised high so that we can focus on Jesus. Don't keep your eyes fixed on the always chaotic and always changing passing world. Don't put your eggs all in the basket of the unreliable politics. Don't rely finally on our fleeting biological life. But keep your eyes fixed on the Son of Man. He is our link to the very enduring power of God. We're asked to learn how to love the good things of this world and appreciate them, but also learn how to say no to them, how to learn how ultimately fleeting and unsubstantial they can be. This lesson of Advent, Christ is coming for us. Watch for him, wait for him, look to him. This season is all about focusing and refocusing our spiritual attention on what ultimately matters, on what truly lasts forever, on joining ourselves to that enduring love, which is at the foundation of creation itself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.